it's hard to believe this week with the weather we've had in mid-Michigan. I mean, the summer weather we've had until today, that we're only a couple of weeks away from a major event that kind of marks off the beginning of the holiday season in the capital city. I was driving by on Wednesday, and they were putting the lights on the state tree, and here it is, like 75 degrees, and I put on social media, what are we, in Tallahassee? That's what I felt like. They're getting ready for a Florida Christmas. It just, you know, it seemed like that for a minute. But we are 2 weeks away from Silver Bells in the city. And the executive director of Downtown Lansing, they put on Silver Bells, is Mindy Bilodeau. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you being here. And I don't know, were you worried a little with the weather this week? It's hard to get people kind of going on the holiday season kickoff when it doesn't seem like holiday season weather in mid-Michigan.
Well, it is Michigan, so we know how quickly the weather can change. So we're hoping for a warmer one this year. I think we're due, which is okay with me.
Yeah, so we might be rolling that El Nino way, and of course we've done segments on that, but you want to have that just a little, you don't want it to be for Silver Bells and for the big light parade, you don't want it to be too cold because that puts people off, and you don't want to be too warm, so maybe that just right in between, and some years where they've had a little bit of pretty snow coming down, that's not a bad thing either, is it?
No, it's not. Anything, you know, around 50 would be ideal with dry, sunny, and minimal winds.
Yeah, minimal winds. We can say that today. It hasn't been minimal at all. Okay, so the parade draws so many people, and everybody talks about that. But there are a lot of other events that go on with this, and personalities, and even your with the celebrity coming in this year that kind of help make this what it is. So give us the rundown. What you have.
It is. Silver Bells is in its 31st year, so it's a very true Lansing tradition, and it's a statewide kickoff to the holiday season. So the main attractions are the Electric Light Parade, that's followed by a community sing that's being led by East Lansing-based Steiner Corral. Then it's the lighting of the official state Christmas tree, which is 66 feet tall. It's beautiful from Wakefield, Michigan. And then if weather conditions are right, with wind, there's a spectacular fireworks show over the Capitol Dome. And then Joshua Davis is joining us as the Grand Marshal of the Electric Light Parade this year. He's a Michigan native singer-songwriter who was a finalist on season 8, the last season of NBC's The Voice. He's also an MSU alum, and he still lives in the state of Michigan. So he will also be performing live over at the Lansing Center after the fireworks as well, for people to go and enjoy a concert.
Now, Mindy, is that a little bit of a change with the Lansing Center? Before, there have been outdoor performances. Is this more just to be just prepared for any kind of weather?
Yeah, we have outdoor performance, indoor and outdoor, throughout downtown on the streets and then in different arts and cultural institutions. But historically, whoever we would bring in, the bigger name for the headliner, we would do on the Capitol steps. But the last 5 years, it's literally been so cold. I think last year was 10 degrees. So it makes it very difficult for people to perform or play instruments in those extreme temperatures. And people have already been outside for hours. So we're going to try this, and it'll probably be 65 degrees. So.
Well, there you go. I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. But you're at least prepared for an eventuality that way, and that's a really good thing. How many people? What's the biggest attendance you've had for the activities, the parade, and everything? Because I've been downtown a couple times where, I mean, I just think you can't fit any more people into downtown along Washington. So, what's the biggest attendance?
It is. The crowd is always huge, no matter what. But the largest crowd was the 25th anniversary, and temperatures were in like the 70s, and there's almost 130,000 people.
Mm. Well, we're probably, I haven't seen the extent. Now, how soon will you start looking at the extended forecast, which can be a little iffy, but, you know, you got your farmer's almanac out, you've got your average for a date. I mean, the weather does matter. So how soon do you really start checking that?
It does. I haven't checked yet, but my parade chair has, and he's telling me it's supposed to be sunny and 55, which is
perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah,
which makes me nervous, but I check closer to the date, but it's rain or shine, whatever, we go with it. So, and it will be fantastic.
Well, it's a great thing because it gets people downtown. They get to see new things. You've got your celebrity guest. They may, you know, you've got your street vendors. They get to see old things like, you know, this may, you know, they get the smell of the peanut shop and doing all that. So they get things that are part of the Lansing, I guess, old school tradition, and you mix it with the new school, and that's part of the I think that's part of the plan too, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a huge night for all the businesses throughout downtown. People come in from all over throughout the region, throughout the state, and even beyond. Hotel rooms are all booked up. It's just a spectacular event for families and to celebrate as a community the holiday season that's approaching.
So if we do have good weather, there's a big crowd expected. What's the best and easiest way to get your family in and out of downtown if you don't want to park your car?
You can ride CATA. You can jump on, if you go on silverbellsinthecity.org, there's a route and a map, and that's the easiest way to get in and out without having a car. And they also have a route that kind of circulates you throughout the downtown. If you don't want to walk, but it's very walkable, it's so easy to walk from place to place. But we always say the earlier you get down, the better. If you are parking your vehicle, all the city ramps open at 5 for free, and all the big state lots that are west of the Capitol are open at 5 as well for free, and that's a great place to park.
Good deal all the way around. 2 weeks from today, Silver Bells in the City, the kickoff. We always say it's not Christmas, and the holiday is the kickoff to the holiday season. So it's out there good and early, and it will be well attended. Once again, Mindy Bilodeau is the Executive Director of Downtown Lansing. Mindy, thanks for coming on today. Good luck with the event.
Thanks for having me.